Authorities in three of England's largest cities are warning that fresh cuts in their budgets will cause social unrest and rising crime. The council leaders of Newcastle, Liverpool, and Sheffield are complaining that the government's latest austerity measures have hit their cities hard. The International Federation of Journalists blasts Western satellite providers over their efforts to silence Iranian media, including Press TV and Hispan TV. French-owned Eutelsat, Spanish provider Hispasat, Canada's Telesat, and Britain's Arqiva are among the companies banning Iranian media. U.S. President Barack Obama slams Republican lawmakers for failing to resolve the so-called fiscal cliff. Obama says the top priority of the Republicans is to maintain the low tax rates for the wealthy. Unless Congress acts by the end of the year, a combination of tax increases and spending cuts will kick in. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been hospitalized after suffering a blood clot. The clot stemmed from a concussion she got earlier this month. The 65-year-old politician has been off work since returning from her last foreign trip on December the 7th. 4 years after Israel's 22-day war on Gaza, Palestinian victims of Israel's white phosphorus bombings are still calling for justice. Israeli forces used white phosphorus shells and other internationally banned weapons against civilians in the besieged coastal strip. Some 1,400 Palestinians lost their lives back then. Egypt's Supreme Constitutional Court is to examine the legitimacy of the upper house of parliament. If the court rules against the house, Egypt will go without a legislature till new parliamentary elections are held. The country's lower house had already been dissolved by the High Court in June. In Bahrain, two policemen are sentenced to jail for 7 years for beating to death of an opposition activist last year. Karim Fakhrawi died in custody a week after police detained him in April 2011. He was arrested after lodging a complaint about the demolition of his house by security forces. Chancellor Angela Merkel is warning that Germany will face a more difficult economic climate in 2013. In her New Year message, she also says that the Eurozone debt crisis is far from over. According to Germany's central bank, the country may come close to recession early in 2013.